This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Today we hear from two more candidates running for the state legislature. Coming up, Democrat John Fisher seeking the state house seat in the 61st district, which includes the city of Portage. But first, Mike Knopfs currently represents all of Calhoun County and a large section of Jackson County in the Michigan Senate. The Republican is seeking another four-year term in the 19th district. Mike Knopfs, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Gordon. Thanks for having me.
Let's begin by having you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself and what you would like to do with another term in the Senate if you're reelected.
Well, I'm basically like the governor of Battle Creek boy. And he grew up in Battle Creek. I grew up in Battle Creek. I graduated from Battle Creek Central and went to Keller Community College. Went on to Spring Arbor College, got my bachelor's in management and human resources. And then I got into police work and did police work 5 years on a local level with the city police and the Marshall City Police and then the Sheriff's Department in Calhoun County. Then I went and got in the state police for 25 years and retired out of there and ran for politics. I was 10 years in the on the Calhoun County Board of Commissioners, 5 years as chair, and then served 3 2-year terms in the Michigan House. And actually, I served the last half of Mark Schauer's Senate term and then did a full term myself, which we're ending at the end of this year. And then I'm running for another 4 years. I love serving the people, as you can tell by my background. Love helping people as a police officer and doing the right things. And then this is just a higher level of steel community service.
You're the chairman of the Energy and Technology Committee in the Senate.
I am.
As Michigan goes forward, what sort of things should we be encouraging through the state's energy policy in terms of sources of energy that we'd like to see more of? What sort of things should we be encouraging people to explore?
Well, what we're doing and what we did back in 2008 when we wrote the current energy policy for the state of Michigan, we are encouraging and started out energy efficiency and optimization. It's better that you don't have to build new power plants that cost us all more. The more energy we can save and not utilize and still have our energy needs taken care of is a good thing. So we're going to continue to encourage that. And then we have had a renewable portfolio standard, 10% by 2015. We're going to meet that goal, it looks like. And right now I have a 37-member work group of all different diversity, of all different perspectives on energy, whether it be environmentalists, whether it be utilities, whether it be energy optimization people, whether it be renewable power people. We have been meeting all over the during the summer, and we're meeting again in another week, and we're starting to rewrite the 2008 law because parts of it are expiring.
Renewable energy portfolio standards now, you say we're going to meet 10%. Does that mean that we should be looking to do better than that beyond 2015?
Yeah, I think we need to continue to look at that and maybe expand it. What I'd like to do is come up with the, instead of calling it a renewable portfolio standard, I'd like to set a standard that's a clean energy standard. And that way we don't know what the future is, but if it meets a standard, then it will qualify. And I don't think anybody's against using clean energy for our energy needs.
Does the state need any tighter regulations on hydraulic fracturing or fracking to try to explore and extract natural gas?
I think the DEQ, DNR are doing a really good job with that. Obviously, it's at higher pressure nowadays than it has been. We've been using it in Michigan for 60 years, but not the pressure that currently you have the fracking going on 2 miles under the ground or into the earth. I think that we're still watching, monitoring, the other circumstances people bring to our attention and fracking in other states to see if it's truly happening the way, it's prescribed and the word on the street is that what's happening if you listen to some people's attitudes and opinions about it. Haven't found anything yet. Obviously, we need to stay on top of that. And if we see somewhere in the United States that hydraulic fracking is doing some bad or putting people in danger, we obviously then need to look at it and see what happened and try to take a recourse of action.
Let's look at maybe the other end of energy, which is our roads in Michigan. Once people travel on them, there's some wear and tear, and the governor has said we're going to need something probably north of $1 billion to really get the roads in shape. How would you want to do that if it were just solely up to Mike Knopfs?
Well, I think there are two things. Number one, I think I'd like to put it first of all out to the people, see if they pay a penny or 2 pennies more for the roads. If you're going to pay a penny
on the gas tax, on the gas tax, or do you want it somewhere else?
I just want a sales tax increase of 1% or 1 penny instead of 6 cents on every dollar for your taxes. It'd be 7. That 1 penny extra would be totally the responsibility and go towards the roads. Yeah, and that would generate about $1 billion.
But an increase in the sales tax on everything in the state?
Just... And everything we're currently paying. Instead of 6 cents, you'd pay 7 cents on the dollar for everything that you pay sales tax on. That would generate about $1 billion. People would decide that. If they don't want to do that, then obviously we'd have to look at another revenue source. So part of it would probably be a tax increase. I don't like registration fee increases. You can look at what some other states are doing in the way of... maybe another way, because you have a lot of electric vehicles coming up and alternative vehicles coming up who don't use gasoline as much. So maybe, you know, we put a dollar or two on tires when you buy your tires, maybe, or something like that. That would, you're using the roadway because you have an electric vehicle, you're not paying the tax. This would get some money from you for using the roads to keep the roads up so you have smooth roads.
What's your opposition to raising the cost of vehicle registration fees?
I you know, being out the district and talking to people, they, you know, are paying $150, $250, $300 already a year. They think that's high enough. They have a hard time affording that and getting that money together. And I think if you do a gas tax increase or, like I said, the tire tax, people could afford that once every 3 years or 4 years when you get tires.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Mike Knopfs. He's the state senator who currently represents all of Calhoun County and part of Jackson County. The Republican is seeking another four-year term, representing the 19th district. You are one of the few Republicans who voted against the right-to-work law, which is coming up now on about 2 years ago that it was passed.
Yep.
As you look back on it, is there anything that has made you think differently that this is going to be the best policy for Michigan going forward?
Not really. You know, it was kind of hard for me in that, first of all, if you look at other states that have right to work, they do have more jobs, but they're at $10 an hour, and people just can't raise a family on $10 an hour, you know, in my opinion. And so what I see is they may have more jobs, but they actually have more poverty. Their poverty rates are higher. If you look at Georgia, Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama, you know, some of those, South Carolina, some of the right-to-work states, their poverty rates are a lot higher. And so that's why I voted against it, because I think that as employees, you need to have standing in the room when you are negotiating your contract with your employer. And I think it's worked well. If for some reason you don't feel that you need a union in your workshop, with the old law, you could 51% of you could vote to get rid of the union, or 51% of you could vote to go to a union if you weren't thought, or your group thought they weren't being treated fairly. So I think it needs a little bit more time. I think there are benefits on, you know, you, like I said, there would be probably, and there are more jobs, as we've seen in Michigan. $10, $11 an hour jobs are pretty tough to live on, though. So, you know, if you could get it where you're getting $19 or $15 to $19 an hour job, you know, you could raise a family and have a decent living. I think the middle class will be hurt a little bit by that as the wages go down, because you've lost your right to be able to speak up and negotiate for yourself.
Now, you say we do have some more jobs. Can we say with any certainty that that is linked to the right to work law?
No, it hasn't been shown that yet. I think a lot of things have happened. We've changed a lot of things in Michigan since this governor's been our governor for almost the last 4 years. We as a legislature have done some things that's made it better for job providers to come to Michigan and or stay in Michigan. And so and now we're working on regulations. You've seen the unemployment rate go down. I don't think that is, and I just talked to the MEA the other day, and they said in this last sign up, where you have to sign up to be a part of the MEA, and it's voluntary now because of the right to work state that we are. They've lost about 5,000 members, but you know, that isn't as much as probably people thought there would be out of, they got 150, 130,000. I don't think it's really taken full effect yet, so we really can't make a determination whether it's been good or bad. I personally think it's been bad. That's why I voted against it.
The state privatized the food service in prisons with the Aramark company, and there have been a series of problems since then. Regardless of what's going to happen with Aramark, let's look forward. There will probably be more proposals in the future to privatize services in some way in Michigan. When that comes to your desk, are there different standards or things, litmus tests perhaps, that you will have to say, yes, we can privatize that, or perhaps, no, that's one that we're not going to go forward with?
Well, being in law enforcement and a little bit of corrections and being in politics, I've read it was 10 or 15, maybe even 20 years ago when Kentucky and some of these others tried to privatize in their prisons these food services and other things. And being a former police officer, I always knew, and today is just showing once again with Aramark, that, you know, you do have more fraternizing going on with the staff and the inmates. You have more contraband getting in. you know, I think, and I told, and I voted against the contract and that budget for that reason. And I told other legislators and senators up there, I thought it was a mistake and that you're going to see these problems. And it hasn't even been a year, and here we're seeing the problems. They've tried it over and over again the last 20, 25 years in the corrections area. It just doesn't work. You need that state employee, that city employee, if you got a city lockup, that's committed to the agencies and, you know, is proud of the job they're doing, getting paid a decent wage. And I think you don't see as many problems. You will have problems from time to time, but not as many problems as with people who are making, again, $10 an hour doing food service. People offering money to get the contraband into the jail, they'll take it. Some people will take it. There's no loyalty there. It comes down to the dollar, and some people just don't have the right ethics and scruples to be able to handle that job and do it right.
Do you think that Michigan should revisit marijuana legislation at all? Should it be decriminalized or even legalized?
I don't think legalized. I think that maybe some form of decriminalization, you know, where it's a fine if you get caught and not jail time and putting people in jail for that, but maybe restricting or taking away their license if they're licensed in some occupation, you know, those type of sanctions on an individual. I do believe we got to loosen the laws, and I'm a big proponent of there are kids that need some of the oils and stuff, and they have seizures. I have some constituents in my district. Their kids are having seizures every day and about 100 times. And, you know, they say that some research has shown that the oils, and you put the oils on the children, that, in fact, the seizures will go way, way down, about 25 to 30, 40%. So
these are oils extracted from marijuana.
From marijuana, yeah. It's not like cookies and all that stuff, but it's actually the oils. And one father talked to me about a month ago, said, "Mike, I got to make a decision. Am I going to violate the law, or am I going to go out to Colorado to get the oils for my kid? But you know what? You'd do anything for your kids," which I would, within, you know, as long as it's somewhat, you know, not harmful to anyone else. But you know, I think that if they find that, I think we should, you know, do some trial basis of marijuana in different forms to be able to help individuals that have those types of physical ailments that marijuana oils would help. And there are some other issues I've learned just recently. So I'd be supportive of doing that in Michigan so they don't have to run to Colorado, get the oil, bring it back, so the kids don't have or have 25 or 30 less seizures a day. I think that's a valid concern we need to look at and allow some sort of prescription for that.
I've been asking candidates about term limits, and it seems mm-hmm. a very appropriate question to ask you. You're in a unique position where you have a chance to serve more than 8 years
right.
in the Michigan Senate and more than 14 years total
right.
In the legislature, which is the most people get these days.
Right.
Having seen that, do you think that there is some benefit to even just a couple more years of experience being in the legislature?
I do. You know, I voted for term limits. I thought it was the right thing to do. If you remember, originally the law that we passed as Michigan citizens was pertained to federal legislators as well. That got turned down by the U.S. Supreme Court. So now the only people that are term limited, not local officials, not federal officials, only state officials. And so I think we should revisit that, because in the House, when I got about 5 to 6 years in, I really knew what I was doing. You know, to be honest with you, there's a learning curve, and especially there's so many different issues in the way the system works that it took a while to engage that and learn how to work within that environment. Then going to the Senate, obviously, there are a few changes in the way we operate in the Senate as compared to the House. But again, I think you just get really solid. It's just like I always believed a trooper, because I was a post commander in charge of 32 troopers. When they got to 10 years, in between 7 years and 10 years in, they really got good, because they knew how to handle almost every situation. And then after that, it was just experience. And then, they even got better. And so I think there is something good to maybe expanding them just a little bit longer. A lot of people only get 6 years in the House because they run against another representative for the Senate. You know, there's only 38 senators, so everybody can't be a senator. So you only get 6 years, and you just get going, you feel good, and you just started to make some changes, and your political life is done. I think we should give them an opportunity. Everybody up there, probably 14 years would be a good idea, whether it be in the House or the Senate. You can still have the 14 years we have today, but I think letting them serve a total of 14, which would be seven two-year terms in the House, and doing 14 or 16 in the Senate, so you have four-year terms. I think that'd be enough.
Mike Knopfs, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Gordon.
State Senator Mike Knopfs is running for re-election in the 19th District, which includes all of Calhoun County and a large section of Jackson County in the Michigan Senate.